Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It's a mess.
A mess. A mess.
This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy would be a little bit.
Talkin' trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:07. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Or the answer is always yes. The answer was no for the Vikings, though. Nope, they, right from the get-go, looked like they were going to lose. And they did. The Rams beat the Vikings last night 27-9. So the NFL starting to wind down toward the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And looking forward to that. Bobby Schultz is going to be on. The show.
Oh, yeah.
In about an hour or less. Looking forward to that always.
One of our favorite sheriffs around here.
Pete Hegseth. This guy would be a great pick for the military. But there's some resistance there.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that a little bit. But some of the resistance from a certain senator.
He looks like his cartoon namesake.
He basically is a lying... lying dog pony soldier.
Wow.
Right? Wouldn't he
be? Oh, big time.
All right, we'll get into that a little bit.
What else you got?
Clearly, I am going through my little stacks of paper.
So many.
To the surprise of no one, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, two of the most insufferable grifters on the planet, this according to John Nolte from Breitbart, oppose Facebook's decision to restore free speech. What?
Why?
First of all, as noted a few minutes ago, there's no free speech there on Facebook. They're still censoring all kinds of things, putting up their little warnings. This has not been, okayed or whatever, and they're legitimate studies. Like anything that raises any questions about big pharma, that stuff will disappear so fast it'll make your head spin.
Now, some of the Brits are still a little sensitive over that whole Revolutionary War thing. I think they hold a grudge.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You gotta let it go.
They've not gotten over it yet. They've not gotten over our independence.
Last week, in a stunning reversal, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg ended years of denying Facebook censored user content by announcing that Facebook will stop censoring user content. Isn't that weird that you tell a lie? You tell this lie for so long, and then when you're going to change, what you have to do first is, you're admitting you lied the whole time and that you censored stuff the whole time, but now... you've seen the light.
It's like when your kid says, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Okay, I'm going to stop doing that. I mean, that's kind of what it is.
We have yet to see if he keeps that promise. I already told you he hasn't so far, but we'll see. But if he does, there will be no more fake fact checkers, no more content removal, no more bans except in egregious cases of outright law breaking. This reversal will also affect other Meta social media companies like Threads and Instagram. 4 years ago, Zuckerberg blacklisted Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts. So this is nothing less than a bombshell. In a statement that reads like it was written by an AI program set on smug, virtuous, and Orwellian, the Harry Meg claim that if Zuckerberg's end censorship, it will hurt the cause of free speech. How can you hurt the cause of free speech?
Only if you try to limit it.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, when you have free speech, you're going to have a lot of stupid bozos saying some very stupid things. But
that's life.
You'll know that that's part of free speech, man.
It's up
to you to it's up to you to run it through your internal filter and decide whether there's some merit to the whatever statement was being made.
Mm-hmm.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Tan, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I just want to talk about Zuckerberg sitting up there whining and saying he was forced into censoring us for 4 years. I don't believe it. And he's just playing the game. They censored a little reel that I reposted of a sheep dog with a sheep aggravating it, just talking about there's always that one coworker, and they pulled it down, said it was inappropriate.
Wow.
I guess if it was ISIS, they would have left it. Nobody doesn't need to believe him. I don't believe him for a minute.
Yeah, we're with you.
Don't mistreat animals, but it's okay to show ISIS lopping off someone's head.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't get it. But what's Harry and Meghan, where, like, go do some charitable work or something, man.
Yeah.
Go read to people in the hospital.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yes, I agree.
It doesn't matter whether your views are left, right, or somewhere in between. The latest news from Meta about changes to their policies directly undermines free speech.
What?
That's how the statement opens. Yeah, this should deeply concern us all. Contrary to the company's talking points, allowing more abuse and normalizing hate speech serves to silence speech and expression, not foster it.
I see what they're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fascist statement goes on for 11 more paragraphs, but it basically boils down to commoners, ick.
Mm.
Yeah, like the commoners.
Yes.
They really can't. Well, it's not well thought out. You know, what comes out of their dirty little mouths? Yeah, that's how some of them see it, I guess. Here's what you're called, an elitist.
Yeah.
You're an elitist. Look, there's so much information that they have censored. An unbelievable amount. Things that affect elections, like Hunter's laptop, is a prime example.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's all the health-related stuff. Boy, they made a mockery of a drug that's renowned and been around for decades, ivermectin. Oh, yeah, you're not a horse. You don't take ivermectin.
Yeah, that was such a joke.
Yeah, they allowed that. They allowed that statement. Well, that's credible because it came out, you know, from NIH. So, yeah, they made a joke.
Yeah.
And hydroxychloroquine and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody who's trying to tell the truth, they censored that, but they promoted the lies and the disinformation. You see, because at any given moment, you may not know what is the truth and what is a lie. Am I correct? At any given moment. Right? One day, you really believe that, you know, Hitler is not going to, you know, expand and war.
And then what happens?
And when he does, he's only going to go, you know, so far.
Right.
Until he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you don't really know what the truth is, especially when it comes to things like war, food, medicine. Because if you've got things that have some science involved in it, well, isn't science always changing?
the left kind of like you to have to understand and believe whatever they're telling you today.
Today. It's all political for them. Absolutely. All of it, 100% political.
Absolutely.
And that's why they look so stupid so often, because of the inconsistencies. Mm-hmm. There's no search for the truth there. There's only a search for what they deem to be what they want the information to be. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even factor in whether it's true or not.
No.
It's just, this is how it is. This is what we say. And if anybody disagrees, you censor them. Or you go to college campuses and shout them down and all that. Because the last thing the left wants is a vigorous debate about anything. Because on a lot of things, they're wrong. What did Biden say? Dead wrong. When he made that reference, you know what he's talking about? Some people who came from the last century who don't believe in climate change.
Okay.
Yeah. With his last breaths. And then he went into his Joker face. He started doing that thing. Wait till they get a load of me. What's Bugging You is coming up next. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but call in. Air it out. Get it off your chest. What's Bugging You? 877-975-9825.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Control of our border.
AI. Little green man.
Control yourself.
What do you think?
Just spinning out of control.
Time to air it out.
What's bugging you?
Gain control.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
That's right. Call now, 877-975-9825 for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And just a quick What's Bugging You. Traffic can be bugging some people, Greg.
Yeah, if you're in Ocala right now, get an accident. We're talking about 40. And this is going to be south of West 328. Primarily, it is the north and west lanes that are really slowed down. But that is a huge backup. So, again, I would try to avoid that area for a while if you can.
Fantastic. All right, you ready? What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. And, Chris, what's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is on Saturday, I drove 3.5 hours one way to pick up a very rare Winchester rifle at a shop. We put the background in 3 hours before the shop closed. It did not come back in time, and it wound up being a wasted trip. This is the third time in a couple years that I've had this happen. Florida needs to dump FDLE as a background service and just use NICS, which, as anybody who buys firearms knows, would save you the $5 anyway.
Yeah.
Wow, 3 hours.
I've had that happen a few times, and then other times, like 5 minutes, lickety-split, done.
Yeah. Like, it depends on whose desk it gets on, you know? Seriously.
I guess.
It does.
Yeah.
But it's still frustrating.
Let's go to Linda. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is those of us who do not live in California are going to have to pay for gruesome Newsom's negligence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, any federal dollars, FEMA dollars that are used, we're all going to share in that. You wonder how much infrastructure rebuilding will be at a cost that everybody is going to have to absorb. Yeah, and it is sad. Look, maybe we couldn't stop every fire all the time, but certainly they could have done a much better job if they had cleaned the forest floor as much as they could, if they had certain setbacks in action. Oh, and maybe a reservoir that has water in it.
Oh, you're so demanding.
I think that could help,
though.
I really do.
So demanding.
Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I can't find guinea pig fillets online.
you guys
got any help with that? God bless America.
God bless you. Yeah, no, can't help you with the guinea pigs.
Yeah, it's based on that story we did yesterday of the fireman that rescued the 6 guinea pigs in an apartment fire. And, of course, you know Bob, he had to take it down a road. And anyway, it involved eating them, I believe.
And well, there's a lot of cultures eat a lot of different things.
And I think I did mention that there are cultures that do eat guinea pigs. So just not here.
But not a New Guinea.
Not here, Jeff.
Look, not a New Guinea. They eat people.
Oh.
Yeah. It's called cannibalism.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. What's bugging me is this, and it's from the top of the news hours about a few hours ago. Biden was giving himself this kind of self-congratulatory attaboy, pat himself on the back for all the cool things he's done during his administration. And one of the last things he said is, I'm one of the few presidents who's not handing off an Afghan war to the next president. But he conveniently skipped over how he gave away Bagram Air Force Base and hundreds of billions of U.S. weaponry to the Taliban or ISIS. And he conveniently glossed over the 13 soldiers who died in his panic evacuation. So that was bugging me.
Well, I watched most of it. I was just waiting for one truthful statement, so I ended up watching it for an extended period. It was, I'm like, who wrote this?
Mm-hmm. They have no concept of reality.
No, it was, it was crazy.
And then he did that whole creepy thing there at the end.
Oh, yeah, and he started doing that close talk to the microphone and the smiling thing a little bit. And his whole face literally changed during the speech. He became a little bit more like, how do you say this in a nice way? I mean, you could see whatever he was utilizing as a performance-enhancing drug was kind of wearing off, and he was getting that tight lip thing like the Joker. His face changes a little bit, gets somewhat contorted. And then when he walked off stage, he can barely walk, and I'm not exaggerating. It is so stiff. That's a neurological thing. It's tied to all the other neurological issues. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Well, he may not have left us with Afghanistan, but he left us with, what, two or three others, Ukraine and Israel and possibly China. But what's bugging me is the Lacho County road crew. Okay, so I know that everybody has seen these trucks driving really slow and dropping cones in the middle of the road, you know, for barriers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they're doing when they're trying to fill potholes out there in Archer on 346. I think that they're just driving down the road slowly and just throwing shovelfuls of asphalt and hoping that they're going to land into a road, into a hole.
Sad. I hope that's not the case, but yeah, it seems like that sometimes, doesn't it? Good morning, Hollywood. What's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is, you know, we have rental houses, and we also flip houses, and I just had two tenants that I had to evict. Both are single moms. They just trashed our homes and cost me, you know, thousands of dollars in repairs and eviction costs. And, you know, I'm not pastoring anymore, but, you know, I really feel like part of my ministry is to provide beautiful, affordable housing for low-income families. And yet, man, it just, you know, you want to give a hand up, not a hand out. And it just breaks my heart. You know, I have one house that has a dad in the house. The rest are single moms with multiple children from multiple men. And it's just, anyway, breaks my heart. But I'll just keep doing what God's called me to do. So love you guys. God bless you. And God bless America.
Oh, you too, Hollywood. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you? Well, lost him. All right. On that note, that is sad. That's, look, I owned a property. It was our first home, and it became rental property when we moved. And it goes okay for a while. And then you run into a couple of things, and it just breaks your heart how people treat and mistreat things. And then they try to steal appliances. Anyway, it gets crazy. But hang in there, my friend Hollywood. All right, I'm sure there are plenty of people that do appreciate it. Coming up, we're going to talk to Sheriff Bobby Schultz right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Inauguration Day.
He made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on the sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The sky.
The sky.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged through the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:34. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yep, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. One of your top stories, Department of Justice and Merrick Garland, the DOJ, released part of the Jack Smith report on Trump. Yeah, and basically it boils down to they're saying, yeah, if you didn't win the presidency, man, you'd be going to jail.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I believe that. Doesn't mean that it's not a witch hunt or a miscarriage of justice. I believe it. Look, man, they were focused on doing any and all kinds of damage they could, well above and beyond what the normal rules and guidelines for justice would call for. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But they still want to play this liar's poker kind of a game.
You listen to all his hyperbole of all the damage he did to the American people and blah. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is.
Hey, it looks like Ashley Moody, the Attorney General of Florida, is more than likely the choice to replace Senator Rubio.
Uh-huh. Looking that way.
Well, they can't keep taking people from the House. I know that, you know, Kat Kamick had a cup of coffee, talked to some folks
mm-hmm.
about some things.
Yes.
But they've already taken so much from the House. They barely have.
I think the governor realizes
the numbers.
That, too. So, yeah.
Yeah. Another member of Florida Governor's cabinet could be announcing their departure. Politico reports Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is the likely choice to replace Senator Marco Rubio. Has been tapped by the president-elect to be Secretary of State. Moody is a Plant City native who has gone from a commercial attorney to federal prosecutor to the youngest judge in Florida at 31, and now the Attorney General of Florida since 2019. She took time out of her busy schedule to come and participate in Valor,
yep,
a yearly event that we do for law enforcement first responders to go above and beyond. And she was very, very pleasant, good story
awesome
to tell, and was nice, you know, behind the scenes, just really get a good feeling, mm-hmm, a good feeling about her. So I think that's a rock solid choice as far as
absolutely
as far as what I can tell.
Yeah.
All right. Now I wonder if just wondering out loud, if Ted Yoho had been approached for any possible things, positions at all, because
right,
you know, I thought he did a great job as a congressman, and maybe he's pretty happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep an efficient line wet.
I was going to say, he does enjoy the fishing.
And so
you
know, hey, good for him if that's what he wants to do. But, you know, it's hard to find really good, solid, honest people. And I just think he was one of those, you know, that really, you know, had logic, mm-hmm, and common sense.
Yeah, good morning, Ted. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah, definitely. All right, coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Sheriff Bobby Schultz, Gilchrist County. What's going on there? And what is he seeing? His eyes? You know, these eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, what has he seen through the years? Being in law enforcement and related to law enforcement for a good period of time, even though he's still pretty young.
Like, he still looks like 28 or something, doesn't he? I mean, come on. What's up with that?
Well, there's a come spring. On, there's, I think he goes to Heart Spring, and he steals some of that water. It was supposed to be the fountain of youth.
Yeah.
And he grabs some of that. He bottles it up just for himself.
Could be.
Yeah.
It's working.
Obviously.
Working. Yeah.
All right. What are some of the other things we have going on? The Rams beat the Vikings and looked pretty good, 27-9. So, you know, Sam Darnold was having a pretty good year, but he didn't have a good night last night. And so you've got the Rams advancing in the NFL playoffs. Governor DeSantis and Florida, we are going to lead the deportation program, basically. And DeSantis said, oh, yeah, we're all over it, and we're going to, you know, kind of being the tip of the spear when it comes to Donald Trump gets in there and deportation and immigration.
If you think back to the hurricanes we just had, you know, they had looters in Pinellas County. I think it was like 45 of them that were arrested over a period of time. And I think 40 of them were in this country illegally.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
I think he's exactly right. That's what it was. I think 40 out of 45. So there's a problem there. But Governor DeSantis is going to be very assertive and aggressive in this. It's going to be part of a special session that he's going to be calling for. And hopefully they can put in place some of the things necessary. And part of it begins with they're not going to put up with the sanctuary nonsense.
No.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't know how anybody could sit back and go, yeah, I think the sanctuary thing is good. Even if it does protect those who've committed crimes above and beyond being here illegally. It's like, are you kidding me?
Ridiculous.
Forget about what their citizenship situation is. You want bad guys and criminals roaming around?
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Monday. Alex Marlow Show. Host Breitbart Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlow discussed the fires in California like everybody else, but he was, in this particular deal, talking about climate activists. Because you know, look, that's what the left is going to do, because what else are they going to do? Okay, really? You think Newsom's going to go, you know what? Y'all been right. California voters voted 10, almost 11 years ago, to build more reservoirs. We failed miserably on that, and we're going to get started tomorrow. Is he going to say that?
I don't think so.
No.
We're not going to hear that.
Is the mayor there? Is she going to say, yeah, I took $17.6 million out of the budget, and yeah, that was one of the dumbest things I've ever done. You think that's going to happen?
No. Not so much, no.
So what are they going to do when the left is literally caught red-handed? Well, what do they do? They can never admit it or own it, ever. They can't do it. They're incapable of it. So what are they going to do? Point the blame finger. It's climate change. Climate change.
You deniers are the part of the problem.
Yeah.
How about they blame Donald Trump? Hello? What? Come on. How idiotic can you get? Oh, that's not a challenge.
Leonardo DiCaprio and his girlfriend. They escaped the fire in a private jet. DiCaprio is going around the world lecturing people on climate change.
Yes.
It just goes to show you these people weren't serious about preparing for whatever climate disaster might take place. Yet, why didn't they see it coming?
Mm-hmm.
I think they were saying, well, the oceans are going to overflow. That'll put out all the fires. That didn't exactly work out that way, did it?
No. And Ocala's still not underwater. There's still no beachfront property there.
It isn't
it's
that.
It's supposed to be.
I mean, again, there's an illustration that's so perfect, you know, and it's not just Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
When they have these so-called, you know, climate summits,
mm-hmm.
and they do them in various parts of the world, the vast majority, I think it's over 70%, fly in on yeah. private jets.
And I love that every time somebody gets a good picture of that and all those jets that flew all that way to tell us all how to live and what to put our thermostat on and what kind of stove we need to use.
What do these immense thousands and thousands and thousands of acres in wildfires,
oh my God.
What does that do to the atmosphere?
So they should have their plan in place, if for nothing else, and to save the planet, not just the trees.
They are they're an odd breed.
Mm-hmm.
These lefties really are.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think they're going to have an epiphany and you think they're going to change, you think they're going to, you know, go to bed, bump their head and wake up sane in the morning, you're dreaming.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'm glad Leonardo DiCaprio got out.
Yeah.
The nick of time, the comfort of his jet. CNN. Senior political data reporter Harry Enten said on Monday on News Central that Americans, they don't understand the connection between climate change and wildfires. They don't understand. That's what the problem is, Greg.
Really?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Host John Berman said just a few minutes ago, you heard FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell talking about the role that climate change has in helping create the conditions for these wildfires burning out of control. The most destructive in some ways that we've ever seen in and around L.A. So how do Americans feel about climate change and the danger it poses? Do they feel the same way they used to? Enten said, I mean, look, I don't think Americans are making this connection. And the way we can see this right here and now, take a look at the monthly change in Google searches. Look at the searches for wildfire up 2,400%. My goodness, this is the most amount of people searching for wildfires ever going back to Google Trends that began back in 2004. It's because they've been inundated with these news reports and they want to keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And these are in much more populated areas than we've seen in the past.
Right.
But I don't know what climate change has to do with not building and filling reservoirs. Mm. Regardless of the climate, you know, construction could still be going on.
Yeah.
And in fact, you'd think maybe there's a greater need for it than ever before. But no. You'd think clearing out underbrush and taking away some of the fuel, like they do in Forest Service all over the country, that have made great inroads against wildfires. You think they'd take a page from that book, but no.
Bob, you forget there are men's gay choirs we need to fund instead of the fire department.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Put everything except the people first. That's pretty much their mantra now.
Mm-hmm.
It is 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcasts, including the Odyssey app. Just click subscribe. 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
We have four large fires, no percentage of containment, and the fire is growing.
Trending stories.
Changing the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
And why they matter.
Meta, Facebook.
We're going to get back to our roots, restoring free expression on our platform.
They spent more resources going after nonviolent protesters on January 6th.
North Central Florida's news station, on air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning, welcome. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Do I have a...
You got something on over there.
Oh, that's because we were trying to hook up with the boss and use the, what do you call it? Zoom apparatus.
The new Google Meet.
Yeah, which of course didn't work.
But is it working now when you're not trying to talk to him?
No, that's how technology is.
Oh.
Don't get me started, Greg. Don't get me started.
I didn't use the T word. You did.
Because I don't want to come off as sounding like...
Dinosaur.
Unappreciative either.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
We appreciate a certain level of technology when it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I appreciate having a job. I just like it when things work so that I can deliver to my fullest potential.
Wow.
Does that make sense, Greg?
I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. People, he's thinking about you.
People, get out of the water. You're all going to die.
Really?
Stay away from Daytona Beach.
Why?
Especially the first week in March.
Oh.
Because it's bike week and I want the rates to go down.
I was going to say, there's a reason.
But I'm not. It's not all about me, Greg. I know it sounds like that sometimes.
Uh-huh. Sometimes.
But it's not.
Okay.
I want to save people from being eaten by a massive 1,400-pound shark.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a concern of this?
Yeah.
Is there one there?
Yeah, look, I'm not a Democrat. I can't just make stuff up out of whole cloth. There's got to be some basis for my folklore.
Okay.
Shark trackers recently reported that a 1,400-pound, 13-foot great white shark pinged
off of a
Florida beach four times in one day.
Yeah.
Who gave the shark the cell phone? That is crazy.
You want to see crazy? Look at, and I'm not sure if the story that you got in front of you is showing the map where this shark has been.
I don't want to know.
Oh, my goodness.
I see it.
He gets around. He could eat people everywhere.
Yeah, but he was way far away.
Oh, I know, but just all over. You don't think about where all they go, where they travel.
He surfaced off of Daytona Beach four times in one day.
That's concerning.
Yeah.
He could eat a lot. Of you.
He needs to.
Well, apparently. So I
if you're 1,400 pounds and you're 13 feet long, you need to eat a lot.
You do.
They've already got a name for it. Breton. B-R-E-T-O-N. Breton.
Okay.
How would you say it?
Probably like that.
I don't know how else you'd say it.
No. Needs two T's, though.
But it doesn't. Mm. Breton.
Interesting.
The enormous adult shark surfaced off Daytona Beach four times on Thursday. According to a global nonprofit that collects data for research purposes. This is scary, isn't it?
It is.
A ping is recorded when a tag shark spends a brief period of time at the surface. Now, why would they surface? Are they looking for food? Because shouldn't their food be under the surface?
We just want to see who's on the beach, who might be coming out, see if there's anything interesting.
Come on out to lunch. Hey, you're invited to lunch.
Hey, the water's fine. Come on in.
Yeah. Apparently, the shark traveled west on Friday and Saturday, with the most recent ping being near the Blake Plateau. I don't know how many miles that's got to be.
Real quick.
100.
Yeah, real quick.
100 miles off the coast, I'm guessing here. According to the tracker, the shark traveled nearly 139 miles in the last 72 hours. He left the coast of Newfoundland in early November, making his way to Florida.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
The great white shark is also a snowbird.
Hey, look, everybody wants to be here, right?
This is the first shark that they tagged during this O Search, the name of this nonprofit, Nova Scotia 2020. And it's named after Cape Breton.
Okay, there we go.
Where researchers found him. Over the last 4.5 years, he's traveled more than 41,000 miles.
Told you, he gets around. I mean, like I said, it's worth looking up the map to go, they travel that far. Yeah.
If I was a shark and I was putting on that kind of mileage, I'd look into one of those warranties.
Oh, well, I'm sure. Well, if he wasn't traveling so much, the Ice-T probably would have reached out to him and told him all about it.
Yeah, and I wish he would.
Yeah, I wish they would meet. They need to meet up close. Yeah, he and Ice-T.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Researchers told affiliate Fox 35 in Orlando that North Atlantic great white sharks often leave their summer feeding grounds to enjoy warmer waters and more abundant food sources. My advice to you is don't be one of those food sources. Abandon those rooms in the first week of March.
Uh-huh. Make room for Bob.
If the great white shark doesn't get you, the gouging will leave marks.
I'm sure it does on your bank account.
Yeah, but it's not like anybody's forcing you to go.
That's true. There's that.
Sheriff Bobby Schultz from Gilchrist County. Talk about some recent events, some milestones, etc. We're going to connect with him next right here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And it's a Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling on 97.3 The Sky.